What is good today? How are you guys doing? Welcome to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 10 if you count the trailer and 9 if you don't. Welcome back, my AP people. We're back at it again with another edition of this Jesus Pod Month that we're doing. I like to call Easter Jesus Super Bowl weekend if you listened to my last episode. So I hope you all enjoyed and relished in the Lord and Savior's death and resurrection. This week's pods come from people I respect who have made great waves in the Christian world in various formats of content, whether it be music, poetry, or just speaking to people. Today's pods are 30 Minutes with the Perrys and Good Words with Kirk Franklin. I know, I'm excited, but let's get into it, yeah? 30 Minutes with the Perrys is exactly as the title says. It's 30 minutes spent with Jackie Hill Perry and Preston Perry, discussing various topics in the Christian faith and out of it, but all through a Christian lens. If you know anything about this couple, you know that they're both poets and their words are just nice to listen to. Like, and also they're known individually for their skills in apologetics from Preston's perspective and speaking and stuff from Jackie's, but they're all-rounders. They create in so many different ways and they've captivated a lot of the Christian space. And yeah, if you don't know them, you know, definitely get into some of their content. They are quite well known in the Christian context, but today we're just going to be focusing on their podcast, which is 30 Minutes with the Perrys. And yeah, so let's get into it. It's a great podcast for if you are trying to get to know them as a couple, because it is. It's a bite-sized little chunk of them giving their opinions on a topic, whether it be Christian or outside of the Christian space, and as I said, through their lens. They cover topics like prayer, the inhumanity of celebrity, and friendship, which is actually quite nice. Like, they cover some cool topics that you wouldn't expect them to comment on, but they've thought about and they've pondered. The thing that is magical about this podcast is they're so open about their views on things and their view of the world as well. And they just kind of, yeah, it feels like you're sitting with good Christian friends having a good, like, godly conversation about these things that you also sometimes ponder. Why I don't think you'll like this podcast is if you're into a little bit more of like a deep unpack type of vibe. I'm not necessarily sure that they do that. They do give you some really good Bible teaching answers and queries to what you're listening to and whatever it is, but it's not where they do kind of their best Bible work, if I want to say it that way. They quote the verses, they give you what you need, but it's not that. This isn't the context to get that. But not saying that they don't give you that in any of the other formats or their other contexts. But as I said, this is a snapshot of like the type of content that they create and who they are as a couple. There's so many other places where you could get a little bit more of that from them. And then next up, we've got the man, the legend himself, the guy that made me realize that gospel music could be cool and exciting, Kirk Franklin. So I don't know if you know who Kirk Franklin is. If you're a Christian kid, then you do. He is a songwriter, a musician, and all-around Don Papa of urban contemporary gospel. That's what the Google said. But yeah, so he does good inspirational fun music and it's uplifting, and honestly it's just a vibe. Like, it's nice. It's just nice to listen to Kirk Franklin songs. And like, if you meet a Christian child and ask them about Kirk Franklin, there's a song that they'll always think of, I promise you. Anyway, so let's chat about his podcast. In Good Words with Kirk Franklin, he interviews various celebrities, personalities, and people just talking about their various just walks through life and faith. A lot of it is in the Christian lens, and a lot of these people have spoken about their faith in how far or close to the Christian faith that they are. And it's actually quite cool. I mean, the way that they've structured it in the description says that they're chatting on inspiration and empowerment. I do think it's a little bit of floaty words, but we're here. I listened to it and I was like, okay, floaty words, but vibes either way. But look, the names on this pod are insane. You have everyone from John Boyega to John Legend having conversations about their lives and their walks with faith. Personally, I really liked hearing about John Legend's walk and how faith has actually guided him through his path in his career and his life as a whole. I didn't realize he was as churched as he was, but I mean, now we're here and now I know. So I feel like there should be, you know, there should be some more gems in there. I haven't nearly listened to as many of these episodes as I wish I had, but I do think that there's some real good gems and it's worth a listen. Why not, you know? So why you not like it? Similar to the reason I had with the Perrys, this is not a super deep podcast. I mean, obviously they do have the deep and insightful moments where people sharing about their lives and things that they've learned on their paths and journeys, but it's not a Bible unpack podcast. That's not what it is. It's just, like I said, it's about inspiration, it's about empowerment, and it's about faith of whoever it is being interviewed, and Kirk sharing a little bit from his side as well. And it's cool also to just hear about a faith walk from people you know and love in a different context, from their music, their acting, their movies, whatever it is. So yeah. So I was kind of worried writing the script because I thought I wouldn't have as much to say. But here we are. I'm done. It's finished. So what? Anyway. So my humans, my listening contingent, that's all I've got for this episode. So my humans, my listening contingent, the people who are watching me put on a different outfit every couple weeks to talk to you. I'm so happy that you're listening. I'm so grateful that you're listening. And I'm grateful that you've kind of taken this journey with me as well as been here for Jesus Pod Month. So I hope you like these pods, and I hope that you will leave me comments, subscriptions, whatever it is that gets your communication through to me. I'm very happy for suggestions. I'm very happy for anyone to tell me what podcast do you want me to listen to. Because honestly, I'm having a great time on this ride. It's been amazing and I want to keep doing it, if I'm honest. So yeah, please do as the influencers say, like, subscribe, share, any cool pods you'd like me to review, any podcasts you'd like me to get out there, please holler at me. But with that, my dearest, dearest APP crew, this has been a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Peace.